This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. And you and I, along with so many in the country today, are just waiting for John McCain to announce who he has chosen to run as his running mate. And joining us with the latest
today.
On what we know. Yeah, he's 72 years old
today. Happy birthday, John.
The day of the anniversary, the third anniversary of Hurricane Katrina.
And to celebrate that birthday, we have with us today
Todd Zwillick.
That's right.
But he's not celebrating John McCain's birthday, are you? He is a reporter from the Capital News Connection, which covers Washington for public radio stations across the country. Thanks for joining us, Todd. You're there in Denver, right? Just coming off the end of the Democratic National Convention.
That's correct. John McCain is celebrating his 72nd birthday. I am celebrating the end of the Democratic National Convention. It's been an exhilarating but a long week.
And as many people are going to be turning now to John McCain, looking at him and waiting for this news of who he is going to pick to run with him. And we've heard names like Tim Pawlenty and Mitt Romney, particularly the last couple of days, but lots of rumors that perhaps it's the Minnesota governor that McCain has chosen.
Yeah, there are rumors around Pawlenty. His rumors are stoked, of course, by the fact that he canceled some appointments today. That gets the blogosphere, the Drudge reports buzzing that he could be the pick. You know, around these times, often there's some smoke and mirrors. There are red herrings. There are feints. You know, sometimes they turn out to be substantive. Campaign managers, guys, are very, very good at creating buzz, and they are extremely sophisticated, more so than you and I. Well, I should say more so than I, maybe not you.
CNN was talking about Colin Powell last night briefly.
I think that might be a little bit off the mark, but what we do know for sure is that John McCain does have an event, a rally, scheduled for today in Dayton, Ohio, yeah. And his campaign has said that the person that he has chosen will be with him.
Yeah, and you know it's been the names have been out there. Pawlenty, Ridge.
Is Sean Penn on the list? Is Sean Penn on the list?
Sean Penn was here this week in Denver,
along with a whole lot of other celebrities.
Yeah, quite a few. Although, you know, a lot of people, well, we're getting a little bit off topic, but a lot of people were remarking how a lot of the celebrities seem to be sort of B-list. At this convention. Maybe that's a discussion for another time.
I was about to say, we're going down another road here, but what do you think, why haven't we heard yet who the McCain pick is? Last time around with Barack Obama, the news was released very, very early in the morning to get through the morning news cycle, but yet here it is, almost 6:45 Eastern time, and no word yet.
There's more than one way to skin a cat. I mean, I don't think we have any way of knowing why, you know, how they're engineering their release. You know, you can release it early in the morning for the morning news cycle. You can hold on to it to have a big splash and, you know, have somebody come out from behind a curtain and get a ton of coverage that way.
You know, there's also this way you could do it. You could have everybody get a text message.
Yes.
That's one way of doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's if you use a computer, and John McCain says that he doesn't much, so maybe he wouldn't have to
right,
crack on the text.
It'd be tough, yeah.
I'm not going to laugh at that. That's not that funny, Todd.
Well, Todd, we will be coming back to you when the announcement is actually made. Todd Zwillick, thanks for this somber birthday celebration for John McCain here at the day when the Democratic National Convention ends. Thanks, Todd.
Yeah, well.
Todd Zwillick reports for the Capital News Connection, covering Washington for public radio stations nationwide.
Did I totally ruin that? Are you mad at me?
You tried to ruin it, but you didn't.